broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we're convinced that checks and balances are the great solution for the American people to take back their republic, to restore the country. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we intend to use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our blueprint, our guide to get it done. Do you want to help us with the peaceful restoration of the country? We sure hope you do, ladies and gentlemen. It is the answer. Good, honest, moral people making America great again by making America moral again. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. By the way, yesterday's recap, we hung out with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, the first hour. He always delivers every Monday for an incredible radio broadcast. We talked about Congress attempting to make a national ID card and make that part of the comprehensive immigration reform package. Don't fall for the lie. This, quote, new national ID scheme is filled with biometric information linked to a federal database, and it would be horrible for every American. It would be required for every American to work E-Verify. It would include all sorts of other information, ladies and gentlemen, like gun ownership. It might have something to do with religious beliefs, political involvement. The list just goes on and on and on and on and on. Ron Paul, quote, says the truth is a national ID card slash federal database. That scheme has been part of every immigration reform package over the past decade, folks. Beware. Call your congressmen and senators at 202-224-3121 and ask them to oppose this dangerous ID scam. We also talked about the United States is to blame for the Turkey-Syria conflict. Yeah, we're back in one enemy, one guerrilla fighter group, whatever you want to call it, to go against another. But folks, it's dangerous. And our friends of today, or the less evil guy of today, ends up being our enemy tomorrow. We need to reject this foreign entanglement mentality where we fund, train, and arm people around the world. It's got to stop. This military-industrial complex is disaster. By the way, February 22nd is George Washington's birthday. We would do well to remember his advice from his farewell address, wherein he warned us of the dangers of foreign alliances, folks. General George Washington had a humble, peaceful, non-interventionist foreign policy, and we would do well to pay attention. As everybody else ignores George Washington's birthday, February 22nd is his birthday. Let's celebrate, folks. Call your congressman. Ask him, are we done yet with the unconstitutional, never-ending wars? Why are we still funding war in the Middle East, by the way? Right? All right. The Senate confirmed Jerome Powell, as the federal chair now. Let's see. It was 84 to 13, the vote. Hatch voted yes. Lee and other good folks voted no. What we need to do is reject the Federal Reserve altogether, audit and end the Fed, folks. Dishonest money, government intervention in education, and the war mentality are three of the greatest problems we have in America, that's for sure. We talked about the Utah grassroots organization. They do a phenomenal job reviewing the bills that are likely to be considered by the Utah legislative session. The Utah legislature is about a 45-day session. It's about 15 days or one-third in, and it's been devastating. Lowell Nelson, next Monday, will jump on the radio with us and update us on exactly what's happening with the legislative session in the state of Utah. I call it the legislative session reign of terror, if you will. I mean, it's dangerous, folks. They violate the Constitution. They don't stand for pro-life. They think education is just, you know, the proper role of government. I mean, they're just confused up there. And in my opinion, they spend like drunken sailors. It's out of control. Nearly 1,000 bills get pushed in a 45-day Utah session. Is your state similar? Dig in, find out, build an organization like Grassroots to find out what's going on and report on the reality, and then take action, my fellow Americans, and reject anything that's unconstitutional. Support anything that is constitutional. Use the supreme law of the land as your guide, and stand on principle. Don't play favorites with people. Stand on principle every time, would you please? That was hour one. I'm just telling you, 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. It is available on demand at your fingertips should you choose to listen and share it with your friends. LibertyRoundtable.com. And by the way, if you want to help the Widow's Mite Radio Network with money, fund us. If we provide value to you, please reciprocate. The FBI and the Department of Justice were indeed weaponized to take down Donald Trump. The unconstitutional organizations literally attempted a treasonous coup and attempted to remove the United States duly elected president. What a disgrace. Yeah, believe it or not, they call it the spy warrant, or the memo about the spy warrant, relied on a fake dossier promoted by fake news planted by this Fusion GPS and then promoted by the dishonest media, folks. Right? The dishonest media, literally, they used an article and a fake dossier to peddle this investigation. It's a disgrace and ought to be shut down yesterday. Hannity calls for the Mueller investigation to be disbanded immediately. Now, you could say, well, Sam, wait, we're going to get the Democratic side on this thing. That's fine. I don't care about Democrat and Republican. The inside swamp monsters literally hate the Donald and hate you and me. And they'll do everything they can to hold on to power and destroy the country in the process. We the people need to absolutely get involved and stop them. By the way, I got a story to tell you about that coming up in the broadcast. Hang tight for personal experiences. All right, the Eagles, do they have God on their side? WND.com asks the question, not literally to say God helped them win the Super Bowl, but more to talk about the importance of the truth. And the truth is, a lot of people on the Eagles are Christians. They literally have Bible studies together. They strengthen each other in the Lord. They promote traditional marriage. Why isn't this talked about in the media? The media said, oh, there was no protest during the Super Bowl. Well, now you know why. The sad part is several of the Eagles have decided now they will not visit Trump at the White House if they get invited. So again, political is all get out, but we support the Christian viewpoints, the role model examples of those on the Eagles who are doing a good job. We commend them. And why isn't the media telling you about it? Thank heavens for WND.com, who is willing. Speaking of WND, they got a headline called Operation Save Independent Media. Sounds like Sam Bushman wrote that headline, huh? Operation Save Independent Media, help us do battle with major media internet cartels. Vicious left, writes WND.com. And they tell you they're trying to raise bucks. And they're about a third of the way there, and they need your financial support. And so do we. And we mentioned yesterday that we reached out to Joseph Fair to see if we can't work together to do some good things. And a call with Joseph Fair is imminent between myself and Joseph Fair. And we pray that success is there for all of us. We pray that good, honest Christian media, those who promote God, family, and country, those who have a goal to protect life, liberty, and property, those who want a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, can stand together in solidarity and get financing to carry forth our sacred work. We invite your help. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate and get involved today. That's a recap, and the second hour is up and available at LibertyRoundtable.com as well. Live and on-demand radio, free at your fingertips. Just one of the ways we say thanks for getting involved. Donate, would you please? All right, Kirk Crosby's with me. That's the recap, and news the networks refuse to use starts now. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. There's a lot going on, and it starts with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. They say the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1,175 points, the largest, quote, single-day drop in its history. They say it'll close at 24,345. Kurt, do you want to respond to this before I do?
Well, what happened was I was thinking of putting in $100, and, you can see what happened. You know,
just, you were thinking about putting in $100 in the stock market?
Yeah, I mean, I had saved up, and I thought, $100, maybe that'll do it. And
well, they say you would have lost about 4+%. So you would have lost about $4 there, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, here's what I find fascinating about this. Two things. Number one, I'm not a fan of the stock market. Let's make that very clear. Number two, I will break it down from a financial perspective and put it in realism terms, if you will. All right? Yeah. So we'll do it all in seconds, folks. Sam and Kurt breaking it down just for you. I'm kind of a, I don't know what you say. I'm kind of a faux economics expert extraordinaire. Why do I say folks? I don't have a degree. But I think I can break this down like no other. Hang tight. We'll tell you about it. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use, talk station.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so I got two feelings on this. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1,175 points. They say the biggest drop in history by points. And I believe the mainstream press is quite disingenuous in their reporting on this because it's true. It is the largest point drop in history. However, percentage-wise, it's far from the biggest. In fact, it's like close to 20 or something like that. It's way down the list. So from a point perspective, it is the largest. From a percentage perspective, it's not. In fact, the stock market has literally doubled since 2008. And so, you know, it's pretty easy to see. Furthermore, even though it's lost a lot of the gains, they claim, the fact is it's still way up compared to when Donald started as president. It's like 23% up from when Donald started. So, yeah, it's taking a hit. There are booms and busts. They call them, what, bull and bear runs and all this stuff. But the reality is, folks, it's going to go up. It's going to go down. You're going to see corrections. You're going to see changes. That's expected. Let's be clear. The stock market is virtual gambling, guessing what, you know, companies are worth based on, quote, futuristic expectations. And, you know, when you got a Fed chairman, a single individual in charge of dishonest money that can run around and make a statement or say this or don't say that, and instantly the markets react. When you got a president of the United States that can run around babbling at the mouth and instantly the stock market can change. When you've literally got one or two or three or four gargantuan companies like an Amazon and an Apple and everything else that can make a blip, a stumble, and instantly the markets change, you know that it's very subject to outside manipulation, to say the least. So when you're surprised that there's a drop, you're goofy. When you're panicked that it's going to have a correction, in other words, a bear replace a bull, you know, for a little bit, it's not even big enough to call it a massive loss or a rout. Now, understand this, though. When a virtual currency is the, quote, hottest thing in town, greed is overtaking fear, folks, and you get what you... Well, all I'm telling you is it's time to be fearful again. Call this a wake-up call, okay? All I'm telling you is, what do you expect? It's gone up and up and up. I mean, it's literally gone up every second since Donald's been in office almost. And now we worry when it drops a bit. Now, they say at the opening bell, it's expected to pour more red ink. And they go on and on and on. All I'm telling you, folks, is look, the stock market is speculative as it gets already. Okay, I know everybody's got their 401ks invested in the stock market and stuff, but it's very bullish and bustish and, you know, bearish and all these things. This is nothing new. In fact, the big difference in America is most folks never were involved in the stock market unless they were super wealthy in yesteryear. And no folks had a bunch of debt based on credit cards. Now we've let credit cards and the stock market take over and virtual currencies take over. And we're searching for the virtual gold rush all the time. And we expect to get rich overnight. And we expect wealth to happen instantly and losses to happen never. And we're just unrealistic in our reality. But the driving core of this is dishonest money. When you have fake currency, whether it be the fake digital currencies or the fake government fiat dollar or any other currencies, you can expect booms and busts like no other. All right. So do I expect more red ink? Probably. Do I think it's Donald's fault? No, I don't. Do I think that the booms and busts are at the whims of so many outside manipulative sources that it's beyond imagination? Absolutely. Do I think the stock market's eventually going to tank? Yes. Do I think the economy's stable? No. Do I think it's doing better than it has in a long time? In a fake scenario, yes. Do I think the fundamentals are there? It all depends on how you define fundamentals. Compared to the Barack administration, there's a lot more stability in the economy. Compared to the way it was in our founding father era under constitutional currency with true asset-based economic realities, with the gold and silver constitutional biblical coinage holding folks down from their mischief and abuse, we're not even close. We're in a danger zone every day of our lives, folks. Get used to it. What do we need to do to resolve it, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. We need to return to the constitutional currency of our founding fathers. We need to reject these fake currencies, whether they be the fiat dollar printed by your government or digital currencies created by so-called tech whizzes. We need to reject all that and return to the asset-based reality of honest money. The true honest weights and measures will chain down bureaucrats from their mischief with the Constitution. That's what we need to happen, folks. Nothing else will make a difference. So you know what? When the virtual currency is the hottest thing in town, are you surprised when this gets all crazy? People just want to get rich today. And whenever they make a lot of money, they go, oh, isn't this the answer, Sam, to the world? I don't want to lose my money. All I can tell you is if you're expecting to rely on the boom and bust of this fake currency and you're all delighted whenever there's a boom and you get rich, but just melting down when there's a bust and you lose, hey, any reality that can give you such a boom can give you such a bust. Are you surprised? I mean, this is just amazing. And the mainstream press is just using this as a whipping post to attack the Donald unfairly, wrongfully, dishonestly, but that's what they're doing. There is one answer. Fire the Federal Reserve Chairman, audit and end the Fed. Get it done today if you want greater stability in the markets. Will it be perfectly stable? No. There's always going to be some adjustment in a free market, in a free enterprise system. There always has been, and there always will be. But it won't be endless wars. It won't be the massive military-industrial complex. It won't be they take over every institution dishonestly with fake money. So there you have it. Kurt, anything to add to that commentary on money and reality and boom and bust and markets and the stock market? I mean, it's amazing these people are so shocked, like, oh, my gosh, we thought it could never go down. How stupid are they? Kurt?
Good point, Sam. You remember our pals at what they call the plunge protection team, Sam?
Yes, sir. Pals, anyway, by the way, is a kind of an endearing term, isn't it, Kurt?
Yeah. A less than endearing. But anyway, I think they're out in force working. I'm looking at a New York Post report that says DC plunge team may have halted unprecedented Dow Jones spiral. John Crudell.
Now they say halted. I say manipulated, Kurt.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing.
Why, when it goes up, do they allow incredible gains? But when it goes down, they have to put the halt, the stop, the, you know, over and over and over.
And they say, did Washington save the stock market on Monday? It may be hard to make the case that anyone or anything helped Wall Street as stocks lost about 4% of their value and the Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled 1,175 points. That was followed by a 666-point decline on Friday. But the Dow and other indices were in complete collapse right before the start of Monday's final hour of trading.
See, I don't buy that. Collapse is a very extreme term, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. It's just their words. At one point, the Dow, which represents only 30 stocks, but is still a widely followed indicator, tumbled to a loss of about 1,600 points. That's as big of a decline as ever, they say. But then, you know, they're not talking about percentages. They're just talking about points. But then something happened. The New York Post, nypost.com piece says, someone arbitrarily and aggressively started buying stocks and halved the loss. Monday will still go down as a Wall Street massacre, but that superhero buyer made it half as bloody. Who was the market's superhero? It says, toward the end of his time in office in 1989, Ronald Reagan created something called the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. There had been a stock market crash in 87 and a near crash in 89, so everyone was worried. The working group was ostensibly an advisory body that was meant to help politicians in general and the person in the White House specifically understand the markets. The members would write papers, talk, and come up with solutions. A lot of us thought it was something much more, and the working group unofficially became known as the PPT, or Plunge Protection Team.
Now, here's what I know about the markets. Usually when the dollar tanks, gold and silver would go up, Kurt, but it hasn't. Current gold price, $1,334.60. That hasn't changed hardly at all for weeks. Silver, 16.71 per ounce, so it's gone actually down. We're about the same. And so, you know, again, how do those not move at all? But the stock market changes, billions of dollars lost, they claim. How does all that happen? See, I believe that it's a manipulated, futuristic-based market. And if you don't believe me, I want everyone to take delivery of their gold and silver and see what happens. You will see the Dow plunge like you've never seen it before. Take out the plunge protection team, sideline those people, and then have everybody who's in the futures markets for gold and silver take delivery of their, quote, asset or wealth, and watch what happens to the market if you think I don't know what I'm talking about. Hang tight. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's kosher-tified.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
They say the D.C. Plunge Protection Team may have halted unprecedented spiral. What is it? John Crudell wrote the piece for what? Who, the WAPO, Kurt?
That's right. No, right. It's NYPost.com.
Oh, New York Post. But, well, you don't hear from them much. Okay.
No, and so I was looking.
But they do bust out of truth deep. More than the others on occasion. Let's give them a little bit of credit, huh?
Yeah. In this, way down deep in the story, they talk about back in 89, there was a guy named Robert Heller. Now, I don't remember him, but they say he had just left his job as governor of the Fed, and he gave a speech that they published in the Wall Street Journal that proposed the Federal Reserve should rig the stock market in times of emergency. I suppose they didn't say rig, but anyway, that's the author's words. Heller suggested that the Fed threw, I suspected, its favored brokerage houses, purchased stock index futures as a way to stop a market collapse in its tracks. Heller said that since the Fed already rigs the bond market through securities purchases, the stock market would be easy to control. Nobody, this author continues, has ever proven that the Fed and its friends actually protect Wall Street against plunges. It is, you might say, the Loch Ness monster of the financial world. People get glimpses of something but never see a clear picture. That's what happened during the financial crisis of 07 and 08. He says, telephone records I obtained, this author says, showed numerous calls between then Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson and contacts on Wall Street on days when the stock market was tanking.
Bottom line, they just document more and more and more and more that we're right, that the Federal Reserve is an absolute manipulation of the free markets, the plunge protection team, everything they put in place, the computer halting, it's all a rigged, manipulated market, and that's why the Federal Reserve needs to be audited and ended immediately, Kurt.
Good point, Sam. Right? I mean, if private group, which that's what the Fed is, if a private group of, say, mafia guys or whatever were manipulating the stock market, people would be ticked, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but the Special Plunge Protection Team has government backing, and therefore it's okay, they claim.
And this
I
want to
know where in the Constitution documents that that's okay for.
Yeah, good point. This author finishes his piece. He says, the pledge protectors are going to have their work cut out for them. So that's what he's expecting.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is going to go down. Like I said, when you expect when you have a virtual currency being the hottest thing, everybody thinks another fiat currency is the answer just because it's digital. And when you literally run around, everybody expects to just get rich overnight, don't they, Kurt? I mean, even our friends are saying stuff like, hey, man, you know, I bought my silver at this amount, and I don't want to sell it for the same amount that I bought it for. Yeah. I don't want parity or stability in my wealth. I need a big, massive increase. You know, and the problem is they just want the booms, but they don't realize that with every boom, there's a bust. Whatever comes up must come down, Kurt. And if you want to know the truth, when you can take an ounce of gold and it can buy, you know, 300 loaves of bread back in Moses' time, and it can virtually do the same thing now, and you know that there's always going to be some adjustments in the market. For example, you know, if you have a bad crop, then bread will be a little more expensive because you need the wheat or the flour to, you know, so that'll change some. You know, when you have, you know, whatever the case may be, there will be some changes in the market, some adjusting, right? I'm not going to say it's always perfect parity all the time. I'm not saying that. The free market has its adjustments and changes. But when you look at that gold can buy 300 loaves of bread in Moses' time, and it can basically do the same thing today, then you kind of need to think about that and say, huh, there's not meant to be a ton of gain, Kurt. There's not meant to be this massive gain in my buying power. There's also not meant to be this massive loss in my buying power. And with honest money, you do see some fluctuation in the free markets. It's natural. But you don't see these massive engineered booms and busts. And that's really the take-home point. And so to our friends that want to get rich fast, you're just playing games and flipping your coin on hopes that it'll always be in your favor or be in your favor enough to get rich. It's not a realistic expectation if you use honest money as your guide, Kurt. It isn't. And it never will be. By the way, you believe that if you flip a coin, 50% of the time it'll be heads, 50% of the time it'll be tails. Is that what you believe, Kurt? Day in and day out?
I don't really have any set beliefs about that.
All right, well, did you know it isn't true?
Yeah. All right.
It'll turn up tails more of the time. You want to know why?
Sure.
Because the heads side of the coin is slightly heavier, and it'll end up on bottom more often. Just a little tidbit of reality in modern economics for you people that think I'm clueless. Mm-hmm. I'll debate any of you, economically speaking, any day of the week. Let's go. Now, are there booms and busts in a honest money market? Yeah, there are. Like I said, let's say that you have a bad crop. Flour might go up. Let's say that, you know, for some reason you have a massive storm and sugar beets or, you know, some of these things, you know, sugar might change in price. Or let's say that for whatever reason, right, there's global warming, and so the cows aren't producing milk. You know, milk might go up. I'm not saying there's no changes in free markets. There are. But there's not this massive engineered boom and bust reality where they prop up the markets, grow the markets, then pull the rug out from under everybody, and the rich guys know ahead of time and capitalize on the wealth, and everybody else gets the shaft. And okay, it's that kind of stuff that I'm talking about that needs to be stopped, and the government, sad to say, has become the engineer of it all. All right. Anyway, the D.C. plunge protection team needs to be highlighted as a big old bunch of shysters. When's the Donald going to speak out and audit the Fed, huh? Huh, Donald? All right, Kurt, we've finally achieved equality. You should be super pleased about this. Did you hear about this story, Kurt? You don't know that
equality?
We've achieved equality, do you, Kurt, between the sexes?
What do you mean? Oh.
Male and female. We've got it done. Uh-huh. You know how?
So that means I can cook just as well as my wife now?
None of those things are true. They never will be, by the way. But remember, parity isn't reality as you might spin it, Kurt. It's how the government tells you, or the private sector, or the modern-day media moguls, or what, in other words, the popularity of society is what society tells you, okay? Okay. Do you want to know how we've achieved parity, Kurt, or what you would call equality?
Sure.
Doritos, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Doritos is making a new chip They're set to launch what they call Lady Friendly Chips. The Blaze had the peace curd.
Lady Friendly Chip.
Yeah. Now, tell me what a Lady Friendly Chip would be like, Kurt, because I can tell you what it's like, just so you know. But you tell me what you think it would be like, and then I'll tell you.
Lady Friendly Chicks. That would be chips.
Yeah.
That would be...
No. Dorito chips.
I guess they'd be
careful,
pink now. Ones.
No, Kurt.
I don't know. You know.
All right. Okay. First off, what you do is you mack down your chips. You grab the bag and you put those big, huge, ripping triangle chips in your mouth and you crunch and swallow and lick your fingers. And I mean, you're just out of control, okay? Now, you meaning the average male. Not necessarily Kurt Crosby, right? Now, the female, Kurt, on the other hand of the male, now I know there's no differences in male and female, but I'm just going to tell you what the chip folks are saying over there at the Doritos factory. They're saying chicks aren't like that, man. They're not like you gross dudes. First off, they don't smack their lips and lick their fingers and mack down these big triangle chips in one bite. And then at the bottom of the bag, literally tip the bag upside down and suck all the crumbs out to get every last bit of the flavor. They don't do that, Kurt. Therefore, you got to have a chip that's ladylike. You follow what I'm saying? Now, imagine a chip that was ladylike, Kurt. First, they'd be smaller. They wouldn't have all those rough, hardcore edges. And they'd be softer, so they wouldn't have that massive crunch. And they'd be engineered so that you wouldn't get all that crap all over your fingers, because that's super unladylike. You see what I'm talking about? And so they're about to roll out the, well... Doritos set to launch lady-friendly chips, according to the Blaze, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Wow. Never really thought about it.
I think we ought to set the bar at those hard-crunching, triangle, massive, smacking, lip-smacking, finger-licking, ripping chips, and just tell the women to just meet the bar, Kurt.
Okay.
I mean, you don't believe in chip separate. You don't believe in male and female chips, do you, Kurt? You got to go to the same bathroom, but when you get to the chip aisle, you can... But you know why it's okay, Kurt?
Sure, what?
Because you, my friend, can put on your finest ladylike view today. And you can go in and buy them lady chips and start eating them very professionally. Kurt, you can even eat pizza with a fork, my friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
What for?
What do you mean, what for? Kurt, you're missing the essence of Emily Post,
yeah,
my friend.
I guess I
You just don't get it, do you? No wonder you're a red-blooded, white, American male that's a sexist and hostile. And that's a Christian. That's why you don't get it. But I'm telling you right now, the chip makers are rolling that dude out. So look for them in your supermarket aisle soon. Thanks to TheBlaze.com, by the way.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Music. promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, speaking of food etiquette is how you, I guess, say this. As you know, we've achieved equality because we have the female chip coming out by the Dorito folks. That'd be a lot more ladylike. And the best part is, Kurt, you can go to whatever bathroom you want in America. You can also go to the chip aisle, put on your lady-esque, and you can eat the lady chips if you so, you know, choose, right? Well, I don't know how to bring up this next story, but it is food etiquette-wise. Ladies don't eat crunchy chips where you lick your fingers and, you know, that kind of stuff. That's just gross. You follow me? However, one lady does have some food etiquette that I'm not comfortable with. How about you? Headline says, quote, Sarah Silverman, you know, the actress, Sarah Silverman, jokes about eating unborn babies, Kurt, or eating fetuses. Did you see this?
No.
So no crunchy chips. That's gross. But eating fetuses, no problem. She's talking about the abortion industry, and she says the pro-life stuff makes her sick. And when you and I want to stop the killing of fetuses and all that kind of stuff, it makes her just want to eat one, Kurt.
Okay.
Now, Kurt, I don't mean to just, I don't know how to explain it. Can you get more unhinged than that, Kurt? This is not a joking matter. This is, in my opinion, a sacred matter. And can you imagine even joking about such a thing? Now, some people might say she wasn't even joking, Kurt. Did you see this story? Or did you see it?
Well,
the details about this lady?
I
mean, I kind of can't even comprehend we're discussing this. Right?
It's a good point.
Who is this wacko?
I guess she's famous. I just had never really heard of her, you know, but then I'm out of the loop. I mean, I don't think she was ever in a John Wayne movie, as far as I could tell. So I don't know how she'd be famous. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yeah. Now, who is she, Kurt? You know who this Sarah Silverman lady is?
Well, she's a movie star lady, apparently. You know, so it says she's an American comedian. I don't know that she's, well, it doesn't seem that funny to me.
Now, did you know we have a law that prevents us from using fetus, whatever you want to call it, in food ingredients, Kurt?
Okay.
That's against the law, just so you know. Well, in America.
All right.
Now.
Wow.
I don't know how to respond to all this. Now, the mainstream press is kind of backing away from her comments a little bit, saying, well, nobody really intends to eat fetuses, Kurt. But did you know that's a lie by the mainstream press? You and I have been in the news business for a long time, my friend. Right? And there was a UPI, United Press International story a long time ago, probably 20 years ago or more, in which it talked about China literally sold baby fetuses in a bottle and you could buy them as a delicacy, right, Kurt? You remember this story?
Yep.
So when they say nobody eats these things, they're lying, Kurt. They're not honest.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, what do you think of that? I mean, this stuff starts out to be a joke. Then pretty soon it becomes like a delicacy or whatever else. This lady is unhinged.
I guess they say she's 47 years old. She has had two, quote, partners. One, Jimmy Kimmel, from 2002 to 2009.
And that guy's a nutcase, too.
And a guy named Michael Sheen that she's apparently just... releasing from her clutches as of late. You know, they give a long list of movies or whatever that she's appeared in. I'm happy to say I don't remember watching any of these, and I will.
Anyway, it's just super weird, though. So she joked about this, but, you know, where is the mainstream press to talk about this? I mean, this lady literally jokes about eating fetuses. And then they're making a lady chip because the regular chips are just too unladylike. But yet you're not supposed to think about the differences between a male and a female, or you're some kind of a sexist. I mean, it's nuts on parade. All right, let's just go to the Ithaca High School then, Kurt. That ought to make you feel better.
Yeah.
You got to get excited, buddy. People are going to sleep. Come on.
Well, how could they go to sleep with you, Sam? I mean, it's just impossible. But Ithaca
they couldn't,
is
but when I quit talking, their eyes just... You got to get on it.
He's over.
So really, Ithaca. It used to be one of our favorite cities because they had the Ithaca Hour, which is their own, quote, virtual currency. But now they're in the news for kind of a bad reason, huh, Kurt?
Yeah. Now, I was just looking through, trying to remember that Ithaca story as I look. Which one was it, Sam? The
How many Ithaca stories do you have? You got a lot of those?
That's a good point.
I think there's only one.
Ithaca
but it
stories.
Says this. Ithaca High School's, I guess the play was canceled because a white student got the lead role.
Right.
And everybody freaked. You can't have some white chick get the lead role, Kurt.
Yep. They were upset.
Yeah?
Sam, it's just unfair if a, quote, Caucasian...
now, what are sheets? You know, what are sheets? Role. Lady chips and fetuses. Would that be cool? Would she be okay to, you know, carry on then, Kurt?
They say she got the role of Esmeralda for whatever the play would be. It's not Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, it is.
Or no, they canceled Hunchback.
Yeah,
of
they were
going to
do that play. Then she got the lead role. Then they melted
right.
down. Now they're going to do an alternate play, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. Something that would
right?
work.
I mean, it's
out
just
better,
crazy.
But, you know, these, I guess a group of them that I saw in the picture were all of a different color than her. And, you know, they had put together this group just to, you know, have some better situation going on, they say. No, I thought it was interesting because they point out that this lady was, you know, who had won the role was very good. Actress and singer and all
yeah, but
that
none of
stuff,
that matters, Kurt.
She is the wrong color, Sam.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. And
anyway,
yeah,
what
they
a
called
disgrace.
Her a stellar actor, singer and dancer, and that they said any production would be lucky to have her, but
not in this world,
just,
Kurt.
They added our concern is not with her, but with the fact that in terms of demographics, she's the wrong choice for this role. This group that demanded they change, including they said on their Facebook page they wanted a cessation of play rehearsals, a stoppage of hiring production people who have not changed their actions following complaints from parents of color, and social justice activists, and an end to the racist and openly stated policy of colorblind casting. They don't want colorblind casting. They want color, you know, I guess that you see, you know.
Well, they want kind of like quota-based
casting.
That's
right.
Right? Which is really even more hostile.
Wasn't to shut down the musical. We want to get a socially conscious director to replace the current director so that everybody can participate.
Except for the white actress that won.
Well, she could maybe, like, do chairs.
I think
that'd
just put her
like
in a quarter and let her eat lady chips.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, I got a question. Why don't they just do a white play and a non-white play, Kurt? You just have racial segregational plays.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Not that I'm really for that, but at least the white person would get to be in a play then.
Yeah, good point.
You know, kind of. All I'm telling you is, wow. But again, expect the racial divide to get bigger as they continue to focus on and highlight this and literally dig down as payback time for whites, right?
They say that They say that the school district announced that a new production is going to replace Hunchback. And this author said, it was delightfully swarmy in its statement, quote.
Swarmy?
Swarmy. We thank, this is what they said, we thank everyone for their contributions as we delve further into complex conversations. In addition, we ask that you please stay engaged as we continually work to create community-wide support for our students and school community.
Uh-huh. And I got another question.
Makes you want to hurl.
Well, what is The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Kurt? Can you give me a 30-second of what it's about? I just want to make a point here. I know.
Well,
what it's
I know
about.
That Hunchback is not kind of a normal guy.
Now, Kurt, what if you had a black guy hunchback? Could you do that, or would that be adding insult to injury?
You know, I don't know, Sam. I mean, to
see, I don't even know what the rules are.
I think it would be insult to injury for some people. I
got an idea. You ready for a novel idea just to show how racist I am?
Okay.
What if the best person for the part got the part?
You mean like the best person for the job got the job?
Yeah.
The person who got the highest score academically got the score,
got
no
the
matter what
reward.
Their color or whatever?
That's right.
Oh, Sam, you can't have that.
Why not?
You know? Well, I know that's the way
I
want to
know why not.
Be.
I could never be in plays as a blind person, really, Kurt.
Well, you could play a blind person.
Well, not really. They always have sighted people play blind people.
Oh, good point.
Right? So what I'm getting at, though, is, hey, most positions in a play, I couldn't even play as a blind person. And, you know, I never complained about it. That's just the way life is. That's the hand that I was dealt. I'm okay with it. I can cope with it. I can deal with it. Life isn't fair. Uh-huh. Life isn't fun sometimes. But we're here to have joy, and we're here to single out the positives, to think about things in the right way, to be cheerful and grateful. We're here to contribute where and how we can. And everybody has a different calling for that, Kurt. Isn't that okay? Many of you might have been in your high school play, but you may not feel comfortable on the radio. I'm just the opposite. That's all right. Isn't that okay, Kurt? Can't we just let the inner genius of us all shine and work together and let the best man win? And if you're great at academics, you'll do well. And if you're great at, you know, acting or actress, you know, as an actor or an actress, you'll do well. And if you're a talk show host, you could do well. And if you're meant to build a bridge or engineer a bridge, you can do well. And whatever your, you know, inner genius is, let it shine. Isn't that the way God intended for us all to be, and then to work together and celebrate our differences and our uniqueness, and just be grateful for one another and live together in peace and kindness and love and respect and appreciation? And I don't know, is that a crazy notion? Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I hope for America. Call me a racist, call me a bigot, call me whatever you choose, but I stand on we're all God's children, and we ought to work together for the embetterment, the improvement of us all. Donate today at LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.